Okay, so the best science we have indicates that in order to keep global temperatures from rising 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, there needs to be global reductions of greenhouse gases between 40 and 60% by 2030, with a goal of reaching net zero global emissions by 2050. So with all of that in mind, what priority will your administration place on mitigating the impacts of man-made climate change, and what will you do about it?
Well, I'm very happy to have sponsored a bill that I think put Kentucky at the forefront. We're seeing growth in population around the world. We're seeing more countries become industrialized. Population growth in those countries as well are growing. There's no question about that. Those other countries like India and many others, China, that you can continue to mention, the South Asian countries that are developing in a way to an industrial kind of economy that they've not had in the past. More people getting electricity, all of that is creating more use of energy, more emissions and all of that. So let me just say this. In 2007, this has been one area that I've been intricately involved in. We passed a piece of legislation called Kentucky's Energy Independence National Leadership Act. The Council of State Governments named it a national model, and they said the rest of the states should follow. I had an individual who helped me write this bill by the name of Tom Fitzgerald. I had the industry involved. I had the academia community involved. I had the regulatory community involved. And believe it or not, after 3 years of hard work and in a special session, we were able to get everybody to compromise and at the same table. One of my proudest times of the General Assembly was having Tom Fitzgerald sit on my right, Dr. Lee Todd on my left, to talk about this piece of legislation, how it was far-reaching, how it was visionary. In that the amount of research and development language we had in this piece of legislation at the Center for Applied Energy Research at UK, they were working on gasification technology to be able to gasify coal, biomass. We had the agriculture industry involved in that, of how we could not only grow the food for the world, but also help fuel the world as well through the agriculture industry. So we worked on really neat research and development language that brought in millions of dollars from the federal government and the private sector to help promote that research and development in gasification technologies. We put the first language in the nation that read carbon capture ready. And that was a far-reaching time in 2007 to be able to do that. It was very moving for me. So on the other side of the bill, we also created what was called the Center for Renewable Energy Environmental Stewardship at the Speed Engineering School here at the University of Louisville. And after we passed that piece of legislation, we had the same language as research and development. We had the same language to try to attract international companies to come here and have their research and development done. And that is happening here now as we speak. But after I passed that bill, I got a phone call from a person by the name of Dr. Kahn. Guy used to teach at the University of Louisville, and I went to the Ryder Cup. And he said, because of this piece of legislation, because of the visionary look forward that we need to have in this country, I'm going to give a gift to the Speed Engineering School of $20 million for the Center for Renewable Energy and Environmental Stewardship. We call it the Kahn Center now, which it should be. So if you look at that legislation, not only for research and development, the international research and development we're doing around the world here to create the new energy technologies of the future that nobody don't know about. This is pretty important stuff. But also to try to have those technologies built here in Kentucky. We put in the same industrial incentives to try to attract those types of technologies to be built here in Kentucky. So that legislation is far-reaching. That legislation kind of hallmarks who I am on this issue. And it is the first legislation as far as being able to control emissions, to have a cleaner earth, to have a cleaner air. This bill was far-reaching, and the Council of State Governments spoke about it, and I'm proud to have been the prime sponsor of that piece of legislation.
Do you believe in man-made climate change?
Well, I think anytime you have the growth of population the way we are and you have the growth of energy use the way that we are, there's no question that it has an impact on the environment. There's no question about that. So, yes, I mean, the scientific data that you would look at would indicate that as well. But we're at a point now where we never thought some parts of the world would be getting the type of industrial growth that we're seeing now. So anytime you have growth of population, usage of energy resources at a greater magnitude than we've ever seen, we would hope that these technologies that are there, that have been built, will be used in those countries as they build whatever process they're going to build of being able to produce their energy. Let me tell you the other part of that legislation. That piece of legislation had a section in it that dealt with energy efficiencies. It had a section built in it with renewable energy storage, and it had a section built in it of how we're going to build buildings in the future. The school districts of Kentucky incorporated that language. When that bill was passed, there was only 8 schools in Kentucky that was Energy Star. Today, we have over 450 schools that are Energy Star buildings that have saved millions of dollars in energy bills that now they're able to put back in the classroom to help give kids a quality education.